everybody. Welcome to episode 139 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Gabe Philbin.
Hi.
I was so close to calling you Ryan De La Rosa.
Yep, you ain't here.
Nope.
Not even
just,
a little.
It's just the two of us this week.
Mm-hmm. Like that Will Smith song.
It's been 2 or 3 weeks since I've been on? 2 weeks?
You've missed the last two.
So, yeah, so to make up for it, it's pure concentrated hobby with a touch of Gabe, because the show wouldn't
happen.
I'm
going to say like 3 words. So, Javi, what'd you do this week?
Nothing.
Or these last few weeks, I guess I can say.
What have I done? I bought furniture, very expensive furniture. You ever spend $1,600 in one fell swoop? I have. It's like I bought a car, but it doesn't get me anywhere.
It just sits still.
A car that I sit on. And surround myself with.
So you got a new couch, new entertainment center, new coffee table,
new shelves, new drawers. Yeah.
Jesus. The works. Jinx. Double jinx.
Whoa.
What else, baby?
I've been playing The Last of Us Remastered when I get a chance. And watching like Naruto.
Oh.
Naruto.
How far into Naruto are you?
I am a couple episodes from the end of season one, and my god. Yeah, like, I've always said, the show doesn't, quote-unquote, get good until the end of season one. Because it's a really, like, the very beginning.
Okay, so like Avatar.
Yeah.
Well, Avatar doesn't even really get that good at the end of season one.
Yeah. But like, yeah, Naruto gets into his Avatar state near the end of season one, and that's when it gets a little better, better. Mm-hmm. It stretches out shit Dragon Ball Z style for a long time in season one. Hopefully.
Welcome to the shonen genre.
Yeah. I hate when a fight takes 6 episodes to conclude. But, yeah, it has its moments. And it's still funny.
That's the thing, like, anime shows usually don't make me laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too deep for me, maybe?
It's too deep.
Yeah. I actually dove into a show that I knew I'd not like, but I went in anyway because I wanted to watch a show shit itself. And I started watching Sword Art Online over the last few days.
Sword Art Online? That sounds like a little kid's free-to-play.
Well, it's MOBA. An MMO TV show.
Oh my god.
You ever seen Spy Kids 3?
No.
Okay, well, it's essentially Spy Kids 3. So, new game comes out, everyone's all hyped about it. And then it's like virtual reality, so you're in the game, but then joke's on you, you can't get out. And then if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Oh my god, it's like, that's not Spy Kids 3. That's that horror movie with Frankie Muniz.
No, they don't go in the game, they just play it and stay alive. I think that's what it's called. Stay Alive? With Jodie Foster's son?
Oh, it is called Stay Alive. Who's Jodie Foster's son?
The main character of that movie.
Oh, Frankie Muniz. Cody Banks.
God damn it. John Foster. He plays Hutch.
Oh, damn.
Ever memorable. God, I want to watch this movie now.
Yeah.
I've already seen it,
guess
actually.
What I just bought last night?
Oh,
in
what?
A fit of rage. What? I bought the DVD of Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not yet on Blu-ray. And the first movie is not available on any streaming service, not even to purchase on Amazon Prime.
So it sounds like Deuce Bigalow is the Neon Genesis Evangelion.
It truly is. They have the sequel fucking everywhere. The Deuce Bigalow European Gigolo.
That's exactly what Neon Genesis is. I spent $150 to get the DVD set of Neon Genesis used. And then I just spent $50 to get DVD of End of Evangelion used. Because they're not in print anymore because Anno's a fucko.
Yep.
Also, Cowboy Bebop's coming out in December on Blu-ray, so I bought that already. Pre-ordered that shit.
Cowboy Bebop. Coming out. It's coming out on Blu-ray?
Yeah, finally.
I will borrow that. I've never watched it.
December 16th. That's so good. You can borrow my DVDs right now if you want.
Or you're just not in HD.
Okay. Okay, you have a strong point.
Yeah.
You have a strong point.
Not remastered. Here I am watching, like, shitty looking, like, 9-year old downloaded bootlegs of Naruto where it's all blurry. But at least it's in Japanese.
None of that English shit.
And the translator at the time is a fucking badass. Maybe that's the reason I like the show so much, because I was completely oblivious to the fact that he said believe it every other sentence. Like,
what?
The translator didn't translate Naruto's catchphrase that he says. Like, you always hear him go, "Date bayo!" And it doesn't make, like, it's never translated. And it turns out when I watched the English version on Cartoon Network, he kept saying, "Believe it!" And thumbs up. "Believe it!" constantly. Fuck. And then I found out, like, I looked up Naruto, "Believe it," and then I saw it translates into "Date bayo." And I'm like, son of a bitch.
That's why he didn't do it.
Thank God.
You want to believe that it's still
Date Bayo? Makes it so much better. Yeah.
Anything else on your end?
I don't think so. I just bought Guacamelee and the Swapper on PS4. I'm going to dive into that. Not again. I
bought Guacamelee again.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've had the Swapper on
PC. Is it any different forever. On PS4? Is it like a Super Edition or something?
It's called Super Turbo Championship Edition, but I don't know what.
Let's see. What's that the entails. I have Gold Edition. I don't know what that entails either.
I have the Gold Edition for PC, and I even have an awesome Spider-Man skin and a Samus skin on PC. And then I have it for Vita as well, and then I just bought it again.
Well, let's see, what have I done? So I beat The Last of Us.
Remastered. Oh,
yeah, on Grounded.
How was it? Beat on Grounded, that's impressive.
It's good. It's a good game, if you didn't know. The Last of Us is really, 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 really good. There are two parts that got me caught up. There's the one part that you told me I'd get caught up at, which was Ellie and David standoff in like the shack.
Yeah.
When it's just you and David shooting all the zombies. I had two hunting rifle bullets and an arrow.
Jesus.
So the way you have to do it is, like, I got like a pattern. It took me like 45 minutes to get this part done. So there were like three dudes that you had to let them attack David first, and then you could stab them and one hit kill them. So that was like that was the key to all of this. You had to let them attack David.
That was the Jar Jar.
Yeah,
Jar Jar is the key.
But you can't do that too much because you can get stuck in the animation and then they'll kill you. So that's why that took so long. And then it ends with a bloater. Fuck bloaters. And the other part...
I bet the first time you got far enough to where the bloater comes out, you're like, I did! Ah!
Yep. And then the other part that sucked, which I knew would suck, because it sucked on survival too, was the sniper area right after you get out of the tunnels, the ish tunnels.
Really?
Yeah, that's so hard.
That's not hard.
Well, right after
there's a little bit of trial and error, but then it's not that bad. What I thought would be extremely difficult is the end in the hospital when you're trying to get.
Oh no, that's really easy.
What?
Yeah, that took me one try.
Bullshit.
I did that on the first try. So the first there's two sections in the hospital. There's like the first clump, and then the second clump. Great start. And the first clump, like right after the cutscene. You just shot the guy in the dick. Spoilers for The Last of Us, by the way. You can get through that without notifying anyone or anything. Like, you can just sneak through that, crawl right into the West Wing and get to the second clump of people.
Cool.
And then the second clump, you have to kill them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And Like, I didn't even try to hide. It was just, like, shoot, because I had so many supplies from just gathering previously. Because those are the only two sections that you need bullets. Or there's only one section in all of Spring that you need bullets, and it's that last one. The rest of it you can sneak around.
Huh. Alrighty then.
Yeah. But The Last of Us is fucking gorgeous. I know you're weird, and you like it at 30 frames per second, you weirdo.
In single player, but actually, to be honest, since I played multiplayer in 60, like, I've just been like, fuck it, and playing single player at 60 as well. But see, I do...
I had a theory that maybe because you've played console games for the majority of your gaming career, right?
No, and yeah, no, I fully admit...
I feel like that might add to
yeah,
the...
absolutely. Like, I play PC games, and they always looked funny to me. And it's because they look too fast. Like, too...
This is running too well.
I guess so. I mean, but you could say the same thing about, like, why Lord of the Rings at a high frame rate looks weird. Like, you could say, oh, it's running too well. I can see too many of the frames. Like, that's what it means. You're like... It's less blurry. It's more clear.
But it's twice the movie.
Yeah. It's two times the frames.
You get two times as many Gandalf.
And like, yeah, and scientifically that's absolutely correct. But, you know, you can't... It's a matter of tastes. I like things to seem a little... I like the magic of things being a little slower and heavier and cinematic.
At first, I thought that for the cutscenes, but I got so used to it, and it's just such a technical feat for that game to run at 60 frames per second. It's so gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Last of Us is one of the rare games where you increase the difficulty and it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's just, like, all so thematically sound.
Yeah, like, it being ball-breakingly hard and then making everything you do that much more...
It's
like tense. That's what the game's all about.
It's like the only time that game actually feels like the... If you remember in the launch trailer, Ellie like goes through a guy's pocket and finds like a handful of bullets, but they're all just shells, and she sees like two that are still over range. She's like, yes! Like every time I got a shotgun pellet, it's like, fuck yeah!
Right,
I did it!
Yeah, I mean, like, a good contrast would be, like, Uncharted on crushing. Like, that, it doesn't match. Like, Uncharted is kind of meant to be played on normal, or maybe hard, but, like,
yeah.
it's meant to be, like, a fun romp, where you just blow
people
away.
Same with, like, Bioshock Infinite on 1999 mode. 1999 mode sucks. Not good. Like, there's that boss fight with the ghost mom. It's impossible, pretty much, if you don't level up the rocket launcher. Which, who fucking uses the rocket launcher in Bioshock?
Not me.
Not I.
Nope.
Not even a little. Other than that, yeah, Sword Art Online, I've been torturing myself with that fucking show. People love that show, and I'm glad people can find entertainment out of it, but I don't know how. I don't know how.
You just suck the fun out of everything, kid.
And it's on Netflix, too, so you can watch the terrible show as well.
All right.
I got, like, halfway through the third episode, and then something happened that... I don't want to explain it because it'd be boring, but it's just, like, stupid, and I quit. I couldn't do it. I really wanted to watch the show shit itself, because apparently the second half is, like, legendarily horrible, but I couldn't get to it. Couldn't get to it. Beyond that, I've been watching Neon Genesis again with Harris. I'm dragging him through that. And he's finally hooked. He's hooked on the anime train, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, your next hobby.
Well, I've never been, like...
You're not anti-anime.
I'm not anti-anime. I'll tell you something, though. Rachel, who was anti-anime, in the middle of watching Naruto last night, said, "Would you be willing to watch Big O after this?" And I'm like,
"Oh, shit.
Sure." She's like, "I wonder if it's better when I actually pay attention." And I'm like, "Oh."
Probably.
And then I'm like, "What about Cowboy Bebop?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right." And so.
I mean, if you guys want
to. Mission,
watch Cowboy Bebop now, I can lend that to you, or you, if you want to wait.
If you could, like, put it in a Blu-ray case, I'll be more inclined.
I'll just put a blue Sharpie on it, color in the top section. Yeah, she, Rachel's been, like, talking to me about watching Kill la Kill, like, there's better shows to watch first. It's like, you just want, like, watch Cowboy Bebop before Kill la Kill. There's a whole world.
Yeah.
I know the first episode is really good, but that's... It's a hard follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond that, I just tried out PT, but we can get into that when we get to that in the news. But I think that's about it for activities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hop right into news. Javi, did you know there's a Resident Evil TV show?
No. What?
Yeah, apparently there's a Resident Evil TV show in the works. Called Arklay. I don't know what that means. I don't know Resident Evil.
That's the Arklay Mountains that were on the outskirts of Raccoon City. That's where the mansion was located in the first game.
Okay. At the first mention of this, like when I first read like the headline, I was like, all right, that's never going to come out. But the one video game movie franchise that's stuck around is Resident Evil. So, this could actually end up being a legit thing.
Maybe.
I don't know if there are any, like, horror-y shows on TV now. Are there?
Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
scary
famous.
How bad it is.
Yeah. I don't think...
Is American Horror Story? Is that still on?
Yeah.
I never watched that.
Shows...
But...
That's a show that is a slow fucking burn, but damn, does it have its moments. It's just like, there's parts where it's so cool, like really, really awesome. But is it like a really great show? Probably not. But yeah. I don't think if that Resident Evil show follows through, they can't keep that title, because that's Doom. But
Arklay?
They need Resident Evil in the title.
Yeah. Yeah. None of the mentionings of the show say like Resident Evil Arklay. It's just straight up Arklay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a Sean Christopher Liebert. I don't know what he's done in the past, but he's writing it. It's a quick Google search away, but we got to move on to the next bullet point.
Yeah.
Like Javi, you like Sleeping Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like it in HD?
Yeah!
Do you like it in HHD?
Yeah!
Because it's coming out!
Oh my god!
Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition.
I first read about this, and at first I was like, really? How many of these fucking games are they gonna re-release? This is, like, really annoying at this point. I saw that Journey and Flow and Flower and fucking everything is coming out.
I didn't know Journey was getting re-released and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just, like, really getting tired of all these re-releases. But hearing you just now saying you like Sleeping Dogs, and I was like, oh, man, I do like Sleeping Dogs. And I'm looking at my PS4 menu right here on my TV, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy that again, because that game is awesome, and I will... Just an excuse to play it again? Yeah, alright.
It comes out October 14th, and it includes all 24 pieces of DLC from the game.
Yeah, well, I didn't play any of those.
24 pieces of DLC, that's ridiculous.
They had like a Halloween pack in here,
yeah.
like the story mode. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, I'm in. Dog Eyes!
I don't know why I made this a bullet point. It's about Crytek. They're still in the shitter. The CEO says they're not in the shitter, they're in the shitter. A lot of controversy with Twitch. It's still not confirmed, I guess, if they've got bought by Google. It sounds like there's rumors of that deal falling through, and that's why all these changes to Twitch happen. So the changes were they now do content. They have a content ID system, so in video on demand of your past videos, so all archived videos, if you have content ID'd music, it gets muted. Like, the whole video just gets muted.
Huh.
Beyond that, it won't save replays forever anymore, which of all the things, that makes the most sense, because that's just a lot of space to pay for,
uh-huh.
and a lot of those videos don't really matter. But they also are limiting highlights to 2 hours, and that's something that got to a lot of people, especially like speedrunners who stream on Twitch. Like, there are a lot of speedruns more than 2 hours long, so
yeah,
this led to a lot of backlash. And I think Twitch, they came out on Reddit. They didn't ask me anything, and I think they came out and said, yeah, this isn't working how it's supposed to right now. And they're like, yeah, we fucked up, pretty much. They still have all the systems in place,
uh-huh.
but sounds like they're trying to fix the content ID from being so harsh. Because, like, it took, from Valve's Twitch account, it muted a Dota stream because it had Dota music in it. So, like, in-game music that's content ID'd will also cause the entire game to get muted.
Wow.
So, that didn't go over too well.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to happen, like, right as Google is, like, reportedly buying them, but then nothing has happened since. There's, like, the rumor, and then there's the report of it happening, and then it's gone kind of silent, and then this happened. And immediately everyone's like, oh, this is what fucking Google's going to do to them. Just like YouTube. And then I forget who wrote an article about it. He's like, no, Google wouldn't want to get rid of all of these old videos, though. Like, Google is about having everything all the time on the cloud. So there's, yeah, like, some true. Inconsistencies there. But it's unfortunate because Twitch was kind of like a safe haven for gamers to put all their crap on. And now it's kind of a minefield.
Huh.
But in, I guess this could be good news. Were you fond of Sierra Games, Javi?
No.
Oh, well, they're back.
Yay.
And Activision's bringing Sierra back. It's unclear as of the time that I wrote this and the last thing I saw about it, what they were exactly going to be working on. They had, like, a small, like, 10-second teaser of some dude walking through a winter storm.
Huh.
And there's, like, rumors of it being on a Kickstarter. But it's got a lot of people excited. Because Sierra was a name that just disappeared for a long time. Like, did they go out of business? I don't remember what happened to them. They just kind of vanished.
I'm gonna assume they did.
Or maybe they got, like, bought by Activision and then nothing happened with them. I don't know. But they're back. Rise from your grave, motherfuckers. Hey, Javi, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Did you play it?
I played the demo.
Hey, me too. I didn't like it too much.
It was forgetful. Or forgettable.
Nailed
it! Damn it! Shit! Damn it!
Well, the developer of Remember Me and Square Enix are working on a new IP now. It's called Life is Strange, which it is. And it's to be I thought this was interesting. It's to be released in digital episodic chapters. So kind of like Walking Dead, all those Telltale games. And I was wondering how long it would take for some other
Siren
type of
Blood
game
Curse.
To like start doing this, because it's worked out pretty well for Telltale. I like that format of episodic content instead of something like early access where you just dump it all out at once. And it's like,
yeah.
It's broken as shit, but here you go.
Yeah.
This is we finished this part, release it.
And it makes each release be like a second chance at being better
or worse.
Or worse. So,
I don't really know what to think about that, since Remember Me was a cool premise.
I think Remember Me, they bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah.
Like,
I was pretty sure it was
ambitious.
Their first game, too.
Yeah, it looked stiff.
If they just went smaller,
yeah,
they could have They could have, like, done something cool. Because they had, like, cool ideas in there.
Had just Neo Paris. And there was, like, cool effects for, like, when you climb on top of somebody and start, like, sucking their memories out.
Yeah.
It, like, would make the... Like, the, it would have this cool, like, lens. Like, a... depth of field? Yeah. Where it would make the background super blurry and only you would be in focus. It just looked really cool. There's a lot of lens flare.
And everyone loves lens flare.
Yeah.
I know I do. Alright, next up. This is probably the most controversial... controversy of the whole week, which we wouldn't even got to talk about if we recorded yesterday. So, all planned.
Yep.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is an Xbox exclusive.
That's caused unfortunate.
Unrest everywhere.
No one's resting.
No one. Everyone's super tired.
So Microsoft had to have paid out the fucking ass for this, because not only would it be a bad investment for any company that's trying to sell as many of their games as possible, like, to make it an exclusive for the console that's behind right now, but also, like, Square Enix complained that the original Tomb Raider undersold.
Yeah,
it's... And now that you're cutting it in half, your audience, like, of course it's gonna undersell. So Microsoft must have been like, here's what you would have made, like, you know, based on the last game's sales or something, at least.
But what was weird about it is, so it got, at Gamescom, the Xbox's press conference, they announced this, and then everyone was freaking out initially, and then people were like, wait, no, it sounds like it's a timed exclusive, because they're saying it's exclusive winter 2015. So it was just another timed exclusive. And then, who is it, Crystal Dynamics went to their Tumblr and like, no, it's just exclusive.
Yeah.
So they kind of debunked that whole idea. And this is strange, because Square Enix just can't catch a break with this whole exclusivity thing. I remember how mad people were when they brought Final Fantasy 13 to Xbox 360.
Yeah.
People were fucking pissed. And now they're mad when they're bringing a multi-platform game to one console. So they just can't do anything right.
Well, people are mad at change. Like, people wouldn't be pissed if Tomb Raider came out on everything, because we all expected it. Because the last one did.
So,
people were upset when GTA was multi-platform. Mm-hmm. GTA 4, yeah. So, I don't know.
And Metal Gear.
But this kind of sucks, because it's taking it away from...
It's different in that regard, because, like...
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you didn't play Tomb Raider on, like, the last gen, you'd get the definitive edition on the next gen.
Yep.
And then now it's just, you can't play it. So, like, I get the idea of exclusives, and I plan to own all the consoles, so it doesn't really bother me what something's going to be on. But there are people, the majority of people are only going to have one. And if you have a PS4 and you really like Tomb Raider, this is not great.
Nope.
Not even a little.
At the beginning of the generation, it would be a safe bet that Tomb Raider's going to be on PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like, Tomb Raider's always been a PlayStation staple.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, this is a
luckily
reboot,
I don't
so
care.
Yeah, I don't care either. So suck it, everyone that does. Idiots for liking Tomb Raider. So there is a neato-looking Xbox One bundle for the new Call of Duty game. Did you see that multiplayer trailer? Yeah. It looks insane. It's like Titanfall... with, like, ridiculous... with, like, even more movement, it looks like. But minus the mechs. And it's, like, it's crazy how much crap's going on in there. And now, the other big thing. Silent Hill's back, Javi.
Yep.
Is back. It's been a while. I don't know when the last Silent Hill game came out. Probably wasn't very good.
It's 2 years ago on Vita.
Oh, that was like the Diablo-esque one, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's weird. Now it's coming back from a little guy named Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro. Mm-hmm. How you feel about this hobby?
I don't know. who knows? Who knows well, to what effect?
I don't know what sort of sampler it is or it can serve as, but there is a demo that announced this. They released PT.
Did it specify in what capacity they're involved? Like,
no.
He was involved with the Castlevania reboot as well, but didn't mean he directed it.
Yeah. So, what the teaser at the end of the demo, which takes quite some time to get to, shows a character walking through a quiet, foggy city street, and then the names Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro appear on screen. Just before the main character turns around, revealing that he is played by The Walking Dead's Norman Reedus. Also from Boondock Saints fan.
Oh, boy.
The hype. Yeah, Norman Reedus hype.
What the hell that choice was about.
I'm fine with them getting his voice for it, or whatever. But they made him look captured. Like... They made yeah. him look like him, too. And that's yeah. just kind of jarring. Yeah. It's weird. You got your actors in my video games. But,
Jodie Holmes.
It'll be, cool to see, like, where this goes. Because Guillermo del Toro had that failed, insane yeah. game that he promised would be insane.
Yeah, I guess that failed because THQ ran out of money.
Yeah, that too. But I love me Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
So, I definitely am intrigued. I'm not a big Silent Hill guy. I've never played a Silent Hill game. But there's not a lot of horror games out there, and I get scared really easily, so I'm a cheap date.
There you go.
And I guess we can top it off. There's a Resident Evil remastered remake port of the remake.
That's exciting.
It's upscaled, and they're cleaning it up a bit. So just to be...
for a long time, like all they've had to do is re-release that with HD backgrounds. You're set. That's
yeah, exactly so what they're doing. It's not like a full redoing. It's just they're taking remastered that was on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, GameCube, and then they're just upping the resolution on that. So it's an HD collection, essentially, of remastered.
But if it runs 100% smoothly, that'd be awesome. Because the issue with the GameCube one was every time the camera angle would change, it would freeze for like
second.
Like it would stop for a second, and then, okay, here's the new camera angle. Yeah, it got really... And another thing is, if they better make it so that, you know, that door opening animation with the black background, they better make it so you can just skip it immediately and get into the room.
But then it's not true.
That's my biggest issue with Resident Evil, is watching the door opening.
But it's classic.
So I know, but like, in the DS re-release of the original, Resident Evil Deadly Silence, they let you skip the animation. It was so much better.
But I played, I don't know how much of PT. I stopped so we could record this. But there are some cool things about it. I like the way the camera moves. I like the way they use sound in it. It's got pretty nice sound design. There was a jump scare that was kind of cheap, but, you know, there's only one. The rest of it's just kind of creepy atmosphere, which is cool. And it also is kind of a play on the whole definition of insanity thing. Or you just see the same thing over and over again, but expect something different. Which is, you know, another neat idea. Far Cry 3 was right. And that just about wraps up the news, Javi. There's some other stuff at like Sony's Gamescom announcements, but nothing too big. So, you can go look those up on, you know, we don't want to talk about them. So, you know what time
well,
it is,
there's that Ninja Theory game.
Oh yeah, that was
Hellblade
weird.
Hellblade or whatever.
Hellblade, man. I cut myself on the name of that edge factor.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great.
Hellblade, I swear it's not Heavenly Sword 2.
Yeah. It's also, they're doing the reverse of what Square Enix did with Tomb Raider. That's going to be available on everything.
Yeah.
PS4 first.
Yeah. There are a lot of PS4 timed exclusives. That was a good thing about Sony's Gamescom. They were pretty clear on what was an exclusive and what was a timed exclusive. They're pretty explicit when it came to that. So that was nice, because that whole timed exclusive thing is getting, it's making some things overly confusing. Like this Tomb Raider bit earlier today.
Yeah.
Alright, so we can hop right into questions. Alright, first up, Justin Doss asks, favorite Robin Williams movie? And that's sad. Makes me.
Yeah.
Robin Williams' death, it hit me harder than I thought it would. Like, when I first read it, I was like, that sucks. Then, like, as the day went on, it just kind of ate away at me. I unfortunately haven't seen too many Robin Williams movies. I've seen, like, Fern Gully, Flubber. I'm, like,
you're a little young.
A little past the, like, Robin Williams, like, prime.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, Fern Gully, what was the, I haven't seen it, but we all remember Old Dogs. The beautiful movie with John Travolta. So Fern Gully, Patch Adams, Flubber. God, what else have I seen? Aladdin.
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Jumanji's so good. So silly. Yeah. I was talking with Rachel earlier today. She said Patch Adams is bad. I love Patch Adams. That stupid spaghetti scene makes me so happy. Who doesn't want to bathe in a tub of spaghetti? Tell me. No one. No one. What about you, Javi?
What Dreams May Come is amazing. Mm-hmm. Jumanji's great. Hook is probably my favorite for sure.
Yeah, I have to see Dead Poets Society. That's the one I've wanted to see for a while. I've seen a bit of Birdcage. Awesome. I have seen Good Will Hunting. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones out there. And then there's Old Dogs.
And then there's Old Dogs. That's right.
Never forget. Alright, next up, Prototype. Do you expect any announcements at Gamescom? Well, I guess we asked for questions yesterday, so didn't expect Tomb Raider to be an exclusive, that's for sure. They did show Bloodborne at Sony's conference, which I liked. I want to see more of that. But something that was interesting about Sony conference, they essentially said Bloodborne is coming out in the next 6 months. So that's shocking to me. I thought that would be, like, later next year and not, like, the wee early months. But if it's ready, it's ready. So I can always use a little more Miyazaki in my life. Next Prototype. Will you be uploading more videos? Oh, yeah. Didn't mention that. Bringing back videos. Did Call of Duty 4 after the fact. And the schedule right now is I'm going to do one every other Thursday. So next Thursday, it's going to be a little adventurous, Javi, eh? Eh?
Eh?
Eh? So, I don't know how else to, I'm doing Uncharted 2. Uncharted 2 is next. So look for that next Thursday. And that's my schedule for right now. School might screw with that later on, but that's way down the line. And if we can fit more, we'll let you know. Other people,
we're gonna do a live action thing. Ah! A camera, B camera.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
This is very meta. Yeah, it's just everyone has pretty much everyone but me has a lot more hecticness at work going on, so when time is available, we'll see what we can do. It's fun to do that videos, so I'm excited to get back into it.
Much fun. Very video. Wait, so when is Uncharted After the Fact premiering?
Next Thursday, August 21st.
Thursday, wow.
Thursday.
Interesting.
Mm. God, I love that game.
Yeah.
are any of you interested in EA Access?
No.
Unless Mirror's Edge is like an EA Access exclusive. No. No. Don't
Unless
really care
they fix
for it.
Dead Space and retcon the third one? No.
How is your Persona 4 Golden progress? Oh yeah! I forgot to mention. I beat Persona 4 a few days ago. And I got the worst ending I think you could possibly get. Where the game literally ends with no closure at all. Because I told Dojima that he asked me if I was satisfied with everything I did, because my bags were packed and I'm ready to go home, because I'm a transfer student heading back home. And I was like, yeah, you know, I thought about it, and you know, we didn't do exactly what we wanted to, not to get into spoilers, like, didn't get the exact goal, but, like, the rest of the time, you know, I'm pretty happy with what I did. So I said, yeah, I'm satisfied. And he was like, okay. And then you go to the train station, and the credits roll.
Wow.
So when people say there's the bad ending of Persona, they really mean it. But the game does tell you, before, like, the last cutscene section happens, it's, like, some pretty intense story stuff is about to go down. We recommend you save right now. So I have a save point right before the last cutscene, so I can go try to get a different ending.
So you load up that save point and then you just answer that question differently?
Well, there are a few things I can do differently. I don't know exactly how many endings there are, but like there are apparently like two whole new like other dungeons for me to go through. So. I've got some more playing to do. And once I can get over just the initial disappointment of getting that ending.
It's like when I got the worst ending in Beyond Two Souls, because I was just fucking around and testing the limits of not pressing anything, and then the game finally gave me a game over out of nowhere. That was so awful.
God.
Like, yeah.
Well, the difference there is Beyond Two Souls sucks.
Yes.
But that being said, I cannot wait for the next David Cage game.
Hey, what'd you think of that retrospective?
Oh, the like Beyond Two Souls paradox?
Yeah.
I agree with it. Like I've said before, I really like the idea of David Cage games. Like, of just focusing on narrative and seeing how that can impact gameplay. Like, how you, like, played, like, the idea of Heavy Rain, of if someone dies, you know, they're gone. Even though that wasn't true for all of the game, because one of my characters died and he came right back. But I do like what he tries to do, like his ideas, even if he can be a little blunt in explaining them and shitting on the rest of the industry while explaining them. But he just needs better writing and better execution in general. Like, this video showed how you can touch nothing in the game. Like, you literally have to try your hardest to get these, like, alternate cutscenes that play that, like, slightly adjust the story, but not even that much. Like, you have to literally put the controller down and just look at the screen for a minute and let the police catch you. Like, you have to go out of your way to do this, and that's not how it should be done. Like, it should just, like, keep progressing depending on how well you go through something. But, there you go. And finally, do any of you still play Minecraft? If so, what mods do you play with? I think the only one, like, I still have that Minecraft server. I think, is Rachel even still play on it?
Last time,
Well, she asked me if it was up still, and I said, yeah, I'm still paying for it, but she couldn't get onto it. So I should look into that.
Yeah.
With Minecraft, I need 2 screens so I can be, like, watching Netflix while I play Minecraft. And, yeah. I'm a picky Minecrafter. Also, I need, like, a set goal, and then once I accomplish that goal, I'll be done. But, yeah. It's still fun. I'm glad I have the server up to go back to one day. Because we've gone through it many times where we'll have a server going, and then it'll end, and people will be like, I want to play Minecraft again, but we lost everything. So it's nice to not have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all the questions we got, Javi. Should look at that. All
right.
The time has come. And so have I.
Yeah. All right. Well, then,
Do you want to do Ryan's shtick, or you want me to run through that?
You do that.
All right, follow us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. It's pretty neato. Oh, wait, first, since I brought it back, who's here?
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey! Hey, Lori, you're much less aggressive this week than your knock last week. Because, dear God, that was loud. So, you want to follow us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. And on Facebook, we are facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can give us a like and comment on it. Drop us a comment. See what we're up to. Ask us a question there. Those are the two places where we accept questions for the podcast, because email is for chumps. You can go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/game0vernation, because that fucking kid is still squatting on Game Over Nation. He's doing it on purpose, too. And check out the new After the Fact. Let me know what you think. If you like it, if you hate it. What'd you think about Call of Duty 4? All those good things. Because I like Call of Duty 4 a lot. That's why I did a video on it. You can follow me. What?
What?
What'd you say, oh shit?
I said no shit.
Oh, okay. You startled me. I thought something got fucked up. All right, you can follow
so
Javi.
Startled.
Are you? What's your Twitter name nowadays?
It's obviously with a 0.
It's obviously? Oh, okay. You can't keep up. It's been that way for a while.
Dude, I've had the same... Yeah.
Obviously, with a 0. I'm RabbitWombat9. Ryan's Airstrike Rhino. Dylan is Dilanosaurus. And I believe that's everything. Also, let us know if you're going to be at PAX. Because we going. It's going to be zapping.
Yeah, Gabe will be down the street in his apartment. So come visit.
Come hang.
Yeah.
And that is about it, Javi. Get us on out of here.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Gabe, for hosting or whatever. For editing and posting. That's
whatever it is I do.
All right. Well, I'll catch you guys next week, hopefully with everybody.
Goodbye-bye. Right.
Goodbye.